It's great having you along, as always, on Sunday mornings with yours truly, Croft Woodruff, and a cast of many here on Health Empowerment on 1410, The Buzz of Vancouver. And it's brought to you by Omira Health Center, 604-983-HEAL, 604-983-4325. Maybe you want an organ scan. Maybe you want to fix yourself up with a hyperbaric oxygen therapy session for you and a friend. And if I'm not mistaken, we're going to have one of those to offer up at the end of the program. So don't go too far here on this long weekend. We were talking about Bill C-51 just a moment ago, and Andrew is at the office. So if you want to call the clinic and just get him to fire off the email with all the information you need to help fight Bill C-51, 604-983-HEAL. And there's a Bill C-51 podcast. In fact, if you just Google that, go to Google and Google Bill C-51 podcast. Comes right up at the top, and you'll be able to hear Croft again anytime you like, right on your desktop. I'd like to welcome back Frank Tremblay to the show, and Frank knows quite a bit about hyperbaric oxygen therapy. You were showing me some pretty graphic pictures there in the lobby before and after. How does this work? How does this help people heal?
Well, good morning, Peter. I'm most excited about being here again today. And the hyperbaric oxygen involves going into a large or small chamber that is made of steel or, in some cases, acrylic, and breathing oxygen under high pressure, typically that about 2 to 3 times greater than the pressure we're under at sea level. Now, I have a very simple analogy of explaining how it works, but we have to understand a few facts first. Being that the human body breathes to eliminate carbon dioxide and has almost no way of knowing that it needs oxygen, we can have a shortage of oxygen in part of the body from ailment or injury, and the body is a little bit stymied as to what to do about it. It suffers through things like diabetic leg wounds. It just suffers along, and it's primarily a shortage of oxygen. So what we do is, under pressure, we can dissolve oxygen into body fluids in larger amounts than you would be able to do so at sea level. Now, a simple analogy is that of dissolving sugar into water. If you dissolve a teaspoon of sugar into a pot full of cold water, the water level hasn't risen, but the sugar is gone. It's dissolved into the water. But your goal is to dissolve a cup of sugar. Well, you put a cup of sugar into the cold water, and you stir it around and stir it around, and eventually some of the sugar will go into solution, but moreover, you wind up with many sugar crumbs at the bottom of the pot. And there's no way, or is there? Well, you can put the pot on the stove and put some heat. Right away, the sugar dissolves. And that's what takes place in a hyperbaric chamber, is by the application of pressure, and in physics, pressure and temperature are pretty much the same beast. Under a high pressure, the oxygen that we provide via a mask or by flooding the entire chamber with oxygen is very quickly taken up by the body because it is under this pressure. So that causes things like angiogenesis, which is the redevelopment of new circulation pathways. For example, somebody suffering from a diabetic ulcer has a great gaping wound on their foot, and typically the recourse is amputation to eliminate the limb, amputation back to a viable blood flow. But in the case of the oxygen therapy, we can trigger the body to develop new circulation pathways. So the benefit here is that you're rebuilding the limb rather than just temporarily repairing the damage.
He's Frank Tremblay, and he helps run the hyperbaric oxygen chamber. And if you ever want to make an appointment, take some friends down, it's 604-983-HEAL. Just call Omira, 604-983-HEAL. How many people can you hold in your chamber?
About 8.
Eight people?
Eight people comfortably.
And does it feel like anything? Like, do you notice anything when you sit inside?
It's a little noisy at first as the pressure is building. But once you're at depth, it's very, very quiet because the patients inside are breathing privately the oxygen either through a mask or a hood. So it's not a requirement at that point to ventilate the chamber unless, of course, we had a small leak of oxygen. So it's quite quiet.
And you don't feel anything, really, do you?
No. There's not much felt.
Now, Croft, you've talked about absorption of minerals and whatnot through the process of hyperbaric oxygen chamber. When you use both, say, therapies together, it can be more effective? Is that what I can understand?
Well, you have to be careful because we're dealing with pure oxygen. Minerals only get into the body because of what we eat, although you can absorb some minerals through the skin in a hot tub full of minerals, like the Dead Sea Resort, that sort of thing. But I think it's very important to emphasize that nobody should ever have to undergo a loss of a limb because of diabetic neuropathy, thanks to hyperbaric oxygen therapy. And that's the bottom line as far as I'm concerned. We've known about this for years and years and years, and yet we have, unfortunately, too many in the regulatory establishment that seems to be very reticent about getting on board and say, hey, this is great stuff. They'd save an awful lot of money because people wouldn't have to be wearing prostheses, like one or two of them, and to replace legs that are lost. You know, it's just unbelievable. You know, the Canadian military has done a great job on hyperbaric oxygen therapy and ozone therapy, which is another part of the same type of therapy for dealing with bad circulation that comes about because not only of diabetic neuropathy, but also a bad circulation caused by cholesterol clogging the arteries, that sort of thing.
Now, we talked about diabetic neuropathy, but Frank, what other kind of symptoms, conditions does hyperbaric oxygen therapy work with?
Oh, things like cosmetic surgeries, skin grafts, and other non-healing wounds, not just diabetic wounds. Things like carbon monoxide poisoning. As an example, it's very effective for firefighters that have inhaled smoke and have carbon monoxide poisoning because in our bloodstream we've got hemoglobin, which normally carry the oxygen to the cell. But in the case of carbon monoxide, the bond between the monoxide, the carbon monoxide, and the hemoglobin is 260 times stronger than its affinity for oxygen. So once the carbon monoxide is in the body, you can breathe oxygen, but it's not going to do too much because the hemoglobin are already bound. But if you dissolve under pressure into the fluids of the body large amounts of oxygen, you can keep the body alive and the brain functioning quite well merely on what's dissolved in the body fluids.
You mentioned brain. What about brain injuries and strokes and things of those nature?
It does help quite a bit for stroke. I'm a little more experienced with the diabetic leg wounds, but I have seen people with a larger number of sessions, yes, but people have good results with stroke.
What about side effects? Are there any?
There is one, toxicity, but it would be nice if we could put a person into a hyperbaric chamber and breathe oxygen all day long. But like any other drug, and this oxygen is a drug, we have to be careful that we don't enter into the realm of oxygen toxicity. Like any kind of a drug, if you take the prescribed amount, you'll probably get better. But if you take an overdose, you're going to get sick. And that's what happens with the oxygen when you breathe too long, too deep.
So you want to go to your chamber with your seven friends, grab a couple of books. How long do you usually stay inside for?
Typically an hour and a half. There's about 15 minutes to pressurize if everybody is experienced. Sometimes new people take a little longer because they're a little fearful or something like that, and they don't clear their ears when they should. But typically 15 minutes to pressurize, an hour on oxygen, and 10-15 minutes to depressurize.
Do people who get feelings of claustrophobia maybe want to stay away, or is it a fairly big chamber?
It's a fairly big chamber. It's 23 feet long by about 6.5 feet in diameter, so I can stand up inside.
Now, you had somebody come in not so long ago who just absolutely raved about the experience, and we're going to talk to her in a little later on in the program. Her name is Olive. And I should also tell you that at the end of the program, we're going to be giving away a hyperbaric oxygen therapy session for you and a pal as part of the Omira promotional package. So that's still to come on the show, along with Croft's Natural Health News of the Week, a little discussion about vitamin D and its effect on artery disease. That's still to come. I want to give you the telephone numbers here again at Omira in case you want to find out more about Bill C-51, maybe an organ scan or hyperbaric oxygen therapy. Omira Health at 604-983-HEAL, at 604-983-4325. They're on First Street in North Vancouver, just west of Chesterfield. And by the way, the Omira Health Empowerment Speaker Series is going to continue. They had a really good success up at Eagle Quest not so long ago. So we're going to announce some more dates, and reversing heart disease naturally is one of the subjects we're going to be talking about. And it's based on the research and formula of two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. And you can find out more about that now. Omira Health. 604-983-4325. You can also just email them, and Andrew will get back to you. info@omirahealth.com. More with Frank, more with Croft, and the natural health news of the week, plus our promotional giveaway coming up next. You're listening to Health Empowerment. This is 1410, The Buzz of Vancouver.